Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So this is when we're going to have you call in and tell us you worked at a job where you felt unappreciated or...
undervalued.
Yes. We call this, I don't get paid enough for this. It's... There's a story where a person was working at... None of us are ready to talk about this story.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He worked at the Country Buffet, and he was like, he was in charge of like refilling things.
Mm-hmm.
And he said like kids would come in and eat until they would essentially explode.
Literally throw up.
And so he was refilling the salad bar one day, and he heard a parent scream, "Run, Billy, run!"
Yeah, because that's what you do. I mean, you do, but also like...
Get a bucket, get a bowl,
yeah.
Get a... Hold your hands out, hold your shirt out. Hold something that might contain barf, and don't shake a child who's going to barf by making them run. So, saw Billy running, and then he said, and I have to read this, the kid did not make it to the bathroom. An unholy amount of undigested red jello exploded out of him like an effing volcano all over the Caesar salad, the floor next to the cash register, and on about five or six people waiting in line.
Oh, whoa. That's red jello, too. That's a stainy, all that.
And so this is just a hoarder buffet kid who just horked jello down until his body would no longer hold it in.
Not cool, Billy.
Yeah,
not
Billy.
Cool.
And that person said at that moment, "I don't get paid enough for this." So we want your stories of kind of the same thing. Without throwing our current company under the bus, does anybody have anything they'd like to say right now? Or
yes, it's a little traumatic for me to talk about. I worked at a major retailer known for their very flexible return policy.
Oh, Nordstrom. Oh, sorry.
You're just... Okay, yes. I think we know who.
So I worked in the activewear department where they have bathing suits. One night I'm working and a woman walks up to return her bathing suit that was very clearly used.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when I went to go touch it, it flipped in a way that the crotch showed.
Please,
and there was large skid marks all over it. Yeah.
So it was a lighter colored suit so you could see it.
Well, yeah, like the lining.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. Then I had to proceed to go get my manager, to which she had to come say, "We can't return this. It's soiled." And not soiled items.
Yeah.
That's, you know, where we draw the line.
I used to work for a retail establishment where they used your company as an example of, like, you guys took back a tire.
Literally everything.
You don't even sell tires, but you took back a tire.
My mom used to work there, too, and there was a guy who used to come back in and be like, "Well, my jeans are worn out." And she's like, "Yeah, they're 7 years old." And he had no shame, and they would return them and give him a new pair, and he would do this all the time. I know.
But you're holding a woman's soiled...
Don't do skid marks then? So was she all irate when you...
She was so embarrassed, but like, instead of just being embarrassed and taking it and leaving, she argued.
She doubled down.
Because, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
So
it
was bad. It was awkward. It was gross. It was bad. It was rough.
That's, yeah.
There was one of the stories on the interweb said they worked in a store and someone called it and asked if they could return feminine hygiene products that had been used.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Who does Nordstrom take that?
Well, if they don't take the skid, I feel like they won't. So we'd like to hear your I don't get paid enough for this story where, 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. One of the other stories that I saw is somebody at Starbucks. If you are a Starbucks barista, I assume you're taken care of, but you don't get paid enough.
You just don't, people?
Yes, because there's always some idiot that's like half calf, and they have like 6,000.
High maintenance.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just, but this person wanted a drink cold, but it was only made hot. Like, it's not a drink that can turn it into a cold. You'd think you could just dump anything over ice, but this apparently was something that you just couldn't. Okay. And the customer was so irate that she hucked the piping hot drink at the barista, burned their face down to their stomach, and she was 5 months pregnant.
No.
Get out of town. I hope there was a huge lawsuit.
It didn't say. She said she quit a week later.
She stayed with it for pregnant insurance, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Skin grafts.
When I said I don't get paid enough for this, I used to be the gardener at a motel in Longmont. And so all I had to do, I just like cleaned out the flower beds and swept the parking lot. And then one day it became like they started asking me to deliver towels to rooms. And I guess I caught the eye of some women who were staying in the hotel, and I'm like 13, 14 years old. So I'm rocking a lot of hormones. I mean, something could have happened, but like I knock on the door and open it and there's a woman freshly showered.
Like, wow.
Just standing there waiting for her towels. But much like it's not what you think. It's, she's not the woman you want to. She's
give your towels to.
Yeah, I didn't have enough towels to cover it.
Ah, one of those.
It was, and she, and just you could just tell.
So how long? Like,
I think I did because she kept insisting. Like she just kept calling and asking for that boy to bring, and that was when I was like, I don't get paid. Like, because every time she opened the door, she was naked. I didn't know at the time that I could turn her in for that, so I was just like, hurl the towels at her I remember she asked for more plastic cups and I just kind of threw them in her general direction. I think she thought she was eventually going to wear me down and I would come in and she could Miss Robinson me or whatever. There was a lot going on there is all I'm saying. They didn't pay me enough to bed down the people in the Lamplighter Motel at 13 or 14 years old.
Heck yeah.
So if you want to get, we have voice disguiser, by the way, if you want to rat out your company and say, I don't get paid enough for this crap. Danielle?
Yeah.
Yay.
I don't get paid enough for this. What is it?
Oh my goodness. So I'm working at this gas station. I won't even say the name. But this gas station, and I'm alone. It's really late. It's one of those 24 hours. And someone comes in trying to rob us, and he has this huge knife. And I'm like, take it.
Right?
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you need? Let me help you haul stuff out.
Right. I have a dolly in the back. What else do you need? Do you want the life-size cutout of Hulk Hogan? Were they mad at you for giving up the whole store?
Yeah, my supervisor was like, hey, you know, you could have done anything. I'm like, I couldn't have done nothing.
Right.
You get paid enough. Lose my life.
You don't get paid. Like, no. Nobody gets paid enough.
Exactly.
If somebody's got a knife, you just
give it up.
Yep. Are you no longer working there?
I no longer work there, and I'm okay with that.
Anyway. Bastards. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call, Danielle. Stacy.
Yay.
Yay. I don't get paid enough for this. What happened?
I used to work at the Apple store, and this woman came in one hot summer's day. Mm. And she's like, my phone won't start. I'm having a big problem with it. And I was like, okay, well, let me see it. And she pulled it out of her titties, and it was so shocking.
No!
No!
Okay.
What?
All right.
And and I was like, there's, you know, like, you have to, like, be professional. And so it's like, ma'am, well, it appears that there's some water damage.
Oh, my God. What?
There's salt
she
in there.
Stored it in her, what?
Yikes.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, you get boob sweat. Like, I'm not going to lie. That's extra gross.
That's,
yeah, you're not getting.
So did you, yeah. Do you still work there?
No.
No, yeah,
no,
that would
that
be
was my final, like,
yeah, it was
goodbye.
Last day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
That's not great.
Yeah. There's so many things I want to say, but I don't think I can say any of them legally. So thank you for the call, Stacey. Lindsay.
Yay.
Yay. I don't get paid enough for this. What's yours?
Okay, so I am a teacher, and we were out at recess, and one of our kids started having, like, explosive, uncontrollable diarrhea.
Oh, no.
And so I had to take them inside, but it was going down their leg and into their shoe, and then they stopped and they froze. And so then I had to pick them up to get them inside, and it was a full-on, like, arm straight out under their armpits holding them, and it was dripping down onto my shoes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You said you're a college?
Oh, my God.
So, and then I had to go into the bathroom and help them because they, like, didn't know what to do.
Jeez.
And it was everywhere, and I almost threw up, and it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody gets paid enough for that.
No.
Wow.
No one does.
That's disgusting. Thank you, Lindsay. I don't ever want to hear that again. Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get paid enough for this.
I was a cleaner for swimming pools, basically a pool boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into the backyard for a hot tub that I had to clean, and there was a used tampon on the edge of the
Yeah, that's
and it was the color you thought it would be.
Yeah,
I stood there for a minute.
I mean, used and it had some implications to it. We don't need it mansplained.
How'd you take care of that?
Well, so I just stared at it, kind of in disbelief, for a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's where we lost him.
Okay.
I don't know that we needed any more details. Let's keep going here. Alyssa.
Yes.
I don't get paid enough for this.
So I work as a server in a restaurant, and it was a busy Friday night. I had a table of five. Everything was totally fine. They seemed so happy. I come back from the kitchen, and the whole table is gone. Like, where did they go? So they dined and dashed on their tab, and I'm freaking out about that, and I go to bust their table and lift up one of the linen napkins that we use, and it's covering a giant pile of fettuccine Alfredo that has been regurgitated.
Oh. No.
So the entire half of the restaurant can smell this person's vomit, and it was so embarrassing.
What the?
That's why they let, I mean, you still got to throw cash down.
Something.
Oh, and then they went on to leave a Yelp review saying that our food made them sick.
What?
Oh, that's, okay.
That's awesome. Thank you, Alyssa. Vinny.
Yeah.
I don't get paid enough for this.
Okay, so I worked retail.
Never said.
You didn't have to experience this, but in the fitting rooms, we'd go out to clean out the fitting rooms, and people would urinate and defecate in the fitting rooms.
What? Why?
Just because you're out of sight doesn't mean it's a bathroom. They would actually number two in there?
Yes, on top of the clothes. Like, they'd take clothes in there to go change, try them on, and then they'd
bastard.
What uncivilized humans are, like,
I can't.
Oh my gosh.
The worst part is that it happened frequently. It wasn't just like one random weirdo. It happened.
I honestly, you guys, I don't know how much more of this I can. Thank you, Vinny. This is Eric.
Yay.
I don't get paid enough for this.
I'm scared.
Yeah. So I used to work for a security company that would lock up, like, the public restrooms in a park at night. And I had a homeless guy in there, and he didn't want to leave. So he threw fecal matter at me, got all over my uniform.
No.
And all my boss had to say was, well, did you get the bathroom locked? And are you going to complete your shift? And I'm like,
no. No.
I'm
not. Dude. I have poop on me. Right. I have human poop that was thrown at me. I don't get paid enough. Goodbye.
Yeah. No, I quit 2 days later.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Eric. Yeah. Katie.
Yes.
I don't get paid. Yeah. I don't get paid enough. What's yours?
Okay. So I bartended at a bar with 20 seats. And at the end of the 20 seats, there was a couple, and we were in staggered in time. So I show up to a full bar. There's a couple. They're probably late 60s, early 70s. And I go around, and I make a loop because it was like a round U-shaped bar. I make a loop, and I come up, and I go up to one of the other bartenders, and I go, what's wrong with her? And he says, what do you mean? I was like, is she crying? What's going on? He goes, no, they've been at it for a long time. And I look over there, and I realize that he has his hand in her skirt. Underneath the bar. And I'm like, does anyone want to do something about this? And they're like, we don't know what to do. Nobody knew what to do. So I wasn't going to say anything. I don't get paid enough for that. And so they just went at it. And the worst part, and I can't make this up, the worst part is after they left, we're Friday night busy, turnover. The next couple that come and sit down, the lady's like, oh, I sat in something. And the guy looks down and he's like, oh, somebody spilled like ranch or a drink on the floor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.